Hey, you. Thank you again for putting in the effort to bring more peace, love, and understanding into your life. If you stay devoted to this practice of peace, love, and understanding, if you continue to take an interest in yourself and show compassion towards yourself, I'm confident you'll discover some incredible insights. Experiential insights I can't share with words. Insights I can only point you to. With all my words and fingers, though, I hope to point you to freedom. Now, to catch a glimpse of this freedom, to scratch its surface, let's go ahead and do a little practice. It's just a simple concentration practice, which, as you'll quickly discover, will be a necessary support to our mindfulness practice. So go ahead and settle into a comfortable upright position. Close your eyes, and then for the next minute, simply try to remain aware of the breath. Notice each breath as clearly as you can, without getting distracted, without getting lost in thought. Where is your attention in this moment? Is it wandering through endlessly creative landscapes of thought? Are you planning your day, remembering some interaction from the past, or perhaps wondering how much time has passed? If so, no worries. Just like training a new puppy to stay, it's going to take patience to train our attention to stay with the object of meditation, in this case, the breath. So go ahead and gently return attention to all the sensations associated with breathing. And this time, to support attention of the breath, let's build a kind of frame around the breath with a simple note in for each in-breath and out for each out-breath. Just as a frame around a picture helps bring attention to the picture, see if these soft mental notes help keep attention pointed at the breath. In, out, in, out. Where's your attention? Have I caught you in a thought? If so, again, no worries. Our minds think. The goal of our practice isn't to prevent thinking. It's to help us maintain awareness of each thought as a thought. The practice helps to prevent us from collapsing into thoughts or identifying ourselves so readily with them. It gives us the freedom to openly engage with those thoughts we find useful, interesting, or wholesome, and to simply let go of those thoughts that don't serve us or anyone else. Okay, well, let's go ahead and give it one more shot. But this time, I'd like you to try to count your breaths. See if you can get to 10 without becoming distracted. And if awareness does collapse into thought, again, no worries. There's no need to judge yourself in that moment. Judgment is just another thought. Rather, try to take delight in that moment awareness returns, since every time you catch yourself in thought, you're actually strengthening awareness. Okay, well, go ahead. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. Well, did you make it to 10? If not, again, no worries. Even for experienced meditators, this can be an extremely difficult task. In fact, as you continue to practice, it may even seem like you're growing more distracted. That's because for most of us in the beginning, we're so distracted that we often don't even realize that we're thinking. Only after spending some time on the meditation cushion, tuning up our concentration, do we realize how frightening the reality is? That we're only aware of the smallest fraction of our thoughts. That we really don't have much freedom. Freedom from distraction. Freedom from mindless attention and the automatic reactivity it brings. Fortunately, though, just as we can train our bodies with exercise, we can train our minds with meditation. We can tune up our various cognitive faculties, our concentration, reasoning, and memory faculties. We can cultivate certain mind states like loving kindness, joy, compassion, and peace. And we can even cultivate certain patterns of thought. Patterns, say, that lend service to our deepest intentions and motivations. As the Buddha noted some 2,500 years ago, what you think and ponder becomes the tendency of mind. So thank you for showing up today and putting in the work. For the final minute of the session, why don't you go ahead and take a moment to soak in some gratitude for yourself, for putting in the work to improve your mind, for putting in the work to improve your relationships, for putting in the work to improve your life. Really try to feel into the goodwill you hold toward yourself. Step into that goodwill and embody it fully. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you truly be at peace. All right, well, You truly are a miraculous creature. I hope you already know that, or discover it soon. Until next time.